What spiritual time is it? Hi, and welcome back to the Salvation Engine podcast. Today we're talking about a topic titled What Spiritual Time Is It? How many times have you come before God seeking for direction, seeking for wisdom, feeling confused? Maybe you have two choices in front of you, maybe you have a big decision to make. Maybe you've come to a turning point in your life and you're just looking for clarity. You're looking for direction. Usually we walk around and what we're actually saying is, Lord, show me what to do. Lord, help me make the right decision. Lord, teach me which way to go. Lord, show me which way to go. And so oftentimes we can even find ourselves in a place of frustration, in a place of confusion. But we know that God is not the author of confusion. And it's so important for us to understand not just the physical time, but what the spiritual time is, what's going on in the realm of the spirit. You know, the Bible teaches us that there is a time for everything. There is a time to for everything, and it goes on to list all these things for which the Lord has an appointed time for, meaning that the marker of time is not adjusted in our physical, but it's adjusted first and foremost in the spiritual. Let's take an example from a famous story that we all love in the book of Esther. You know, there is one verse that we like to quote, and it's from Esther chapter 4, verses 14, which says that, and who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? We know this was Mordecai speaking to Esther when the Jewish people were faced with an order from the king that they were going to be annihilated. And Mordecai reaches out to Esther, who's in the palace, who's not aware or as awake as Mordecai, who's not as discerning of what spiritual time it is. And Mordecai, a man of prayer, goes to Esther and says to her, look, Esther, this is what's happening. You need to wake up. You need to align your physical clock with the spiritual clock. Understand right now what is about to happen. You live in the palace. The king you live with is about to destroy your people, and you don't even know it. Esther, as we know from the Bible, she just came out of her beauty treatments. She was relaxed. The Bible says she had not gone before the king in a long time. So she was just following protocol. She was following man-made rules. She was not really awakened to the God of the impossible that Mordecai was talking about, the God who sets the times and the seasons. So Mordecai sends her this awakening message. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. There is always a time. There is an appointed time. There is a time that God has adjusted even before the foundation of the world for us to walk in. And oftentimes when we are not aligned, we find ourselves in places of frustration, places of ignorance, and as we know, ignorance destroys, places of confusion. So Mordecai, a man that is spiritually awake, he knows what time it is. He's already recognized that, you know, there is something going on here. From the onset, we see that he will not bow to Haman. He has already discerned that Haman is not someone that is a friend of the Jews. And if you're not a friend of the Jews, you're not a friend of God. So he guides Esther in how to perform her role in the kingdom of God. We see from the very onset that it was Haman who told Esther not to disclose her identity. Do not tell them you are Jewish. Why? Can you imagine if Esther had not had the spiritual guidance of an awake mentor, an awake father to look up to, such as Mordecai, the mistakes she would have made in her ministry in that kingdom at that time? So he tells Esther, do not tell them your true identity. Why? Because Esther would have suffered premature persecution at the hands of Haman, at the hands of the enemies of the Jews before her time. She probably would not have been selected to be queen. So Mordecai, a man that is spiritually awake, a man that has the gift of discernment, a man that can see far into the future, tells Esther, do not disclose your true identity. And we know that Mordecai is the same one who uncovered the conspiracy to kill the king, which is what got him his promotion. So that ability to be able to discern spiritually is so important. It connects us to walk in alignment with the Father. It connects us to join in with the synchronous rhythms of the Spirit as we walk in our physical life. We talk a lot about Esther, but it's really Mordecai's guidance that equipped Esther to become aligned in that which God was calling her to do. She was queen. She was relaxed. She was following the man-made protocols. She had not yet awakened to the God Mordecai was talking about. But when she woke up from her slumber, she said, okay, call a fast. 3 days, no food, no drink. I will go before the king. And if I perish, I perish. Now she's awakened to what time is it according to God, not what according to man is saying. And when she awakened, you see, the first thing she did was she formulated a strategy. Do you have a strategy? She said, let us fast 3 days, three nights, and then I will go before the king. That is a God-given strategy. Friend, when we want to align ourselves truly to what is happening in the spirit, and oftentimes we can be misaligned, just like Esther was, we can come before God and say, God, show me what to do. Show me what spiritual time it is. How do I need to position myself in this situation, in this time, in this place where my life is right now? How do I need to stand in this position? What do I do? Who do I speak to? Who are my spiritual advisors? Who do I shut my ear to? And who do I listen to? What friends am I moving forward with? What friends am I leaving behind? What job am I taking? What job do I come out of? Is it time to have children? Is it time to stay at home? Should I be getting married in this season? Should I be starting a business? Lord, give me a strategy. God will give you a strategy. He knows how to make for you a way where there is no way. This edict had already been signed, stamped, sealed, and delivered by the king that the Jewish people were going to be destroyed. But when Esther woke up and applied the strategy and connected to the spiritual time, she changed the destiny of her people. So pray and ask God, what spiritual time is it? The Bible says that He changes times and seasons. He sets one down and lifts up another. So we can see that time and chance and opportunity and everything that we do, every path that we take, every decision that we make, it is in God's hands. It is in God's hands. You know, an interesting story is given to us in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verses 32, and it's about King David when he was about to be made king. And it says in the Bible that he chose men from every tribe, but it specifically says that from the tribe of Issachar, David chose men who understood times and knew what Israel ought to do. Can we see the two things that are combined here? It's just not enough to know what time it is, but you ought to know what to do. I believe that's why we miss it sometimes. Sometimes we know, yes, I'm a mom. Yes, I'm a manager in this company. That's the time it is right now. But what do I ought to do? How do I ought to govern the situation that has been given to me by God so that I can impact the kingdom of God, so that I can change the destiny of my people? These are men who knew, they understood the times. You can imagine that if they understood the times, that means they were connected to the principles and purposes of God in every single given time. They knew what Israel ought to do, so much so that King David appointed them and chose them to guide him in that aspect. Men who understood times and knew what Israel ought to do. Friends, our world has come into such a place whereby there is so much going on, both inside the church and outside the church. We ought to be men who understand the times and who know what the church ought to do, who know what our brothers and sisters ought to do. We can be the voice of Mordecai. We can be the ones who say, look, Esther, arise from your beauty treatment, O glorious church. This is what time it is, and this is what you ought to be doing. You ought to be formulating strategies that will drive the church of Jesus Christ into its glory, with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords, as he guides us, as he shines his light on the path we are walking on, as we read his word, as we fellowship in the Holy Spirit. We ought to be men who understand the times and know what we ought to do. So I ask you, what spiritual time is it? What time is it in your life? What time is it individually speaking, corporately speaking, organizationally speaking, at a family level, at a business level, at a government level? Are you awake to recognize that there is a shift? There is a shift. And as a people of God, we must remain purposeful even as that shift occurs. So that comes from understanding what time it is. Esther was able to accomplish her mission, her purpose, her God-given destiny because somebody awakened her to understanding what the spiritual time was. I pray that we'll be a people who wake up, recognize, and walk according to our spiritual time and aligned destinies according to the will of God.